So I have lots of great things to talk about today. I'm Kathy Benner, and this is our newbie bloggers group, how to create and monetize a blog. And Sally is my co-host, my co-mod on the bloggers group. So welcome, Sally. Glad you're here today. Sally was just sharing with me that she is leaving for Italy tomorrow. And I am actually at a big real estate conference away from home myself. So I'm in a hotel room, is what you see behind me. And, you know, trying to get set up in a hotel room is always difficult. I can never get the lighting right. You know how it goes. You know, I've got a lamp, so it's a little shiny. And then, of course, I've got a window. It was too bright. And it's what it is when you're doing Zoom calls away from home. You sometimes just have to make do. And so anyway, I'm coming to you from a big real estate conference, and Sally is in her home office. I can tell by her background.
Yep.
So she is in Canal, Winchester, Ohio. I am in Cincinnati, Ohio, at a conference. And Ann and Jerry is in our audience. And put in the chat, where are you coming to us from? How far away are you? Are you local to us? And the reason I'm asking is we do have a tribe trip coming up on December 8th is our holiday party, and everyone is invited. Oh, and we have Linda Thomas just jumped on board. We'll see if she wants to come over and join us here up front. And again, if you're multitasking, we get it. If you stay over in, you know, in the chat with us instead of on stage, but you're welcome to come up on stage if you want to. So that's totally up to you how you want to do that. Jerry was saying hello, Westerville, Ohio. Okay, so Jerry, you're close enough. We're actually doing our tribe trip, which is our holiday party. It's going to be in the Easton area, right off of Morse Crossing. So you're welcome to join us. I will put Anne is from Kenya, East Africa. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, Anne. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to talk about blogging. So yeah, if you want to come all the way to Ohio to come to a holiday party, I have a guest house in my home. You're welcome to stay with me, Anne. So that's a long trip for a holiday party. Anyway, welcome everyone. We're glad that you're here. And I am going to actually share all about promoting your blog. So in this space, we start off by choosing a blog name, then we talk about how to get online with our blog, then how to customize it, and finally, how are we writing and publishing, you know, getting that content out there. And then today we're going to talk about promoting, and I'm going to show you where to get all of this information. And then finally in December, we're going to talk about monetizing. Of course, that's the, you know, the grand finale. That's the whole point. And so I'm going to share my screen so that we can get started. And Sally, once I share my screen, I lose the chat. So if you can let me know if anybody has a question over there, can you see the chat?
Yeah.
So the first thing I want to show you, this is my website. So for those of you that are brand new, if you just go to kathybenner.com, and I will put that in the chat. If you just go to kathybenner.com and scroll down, it will show you how to get to all of this information. And so here is my one lane called Fit as a Fiddle. We're going to scroll past that. Here is the long-term investing in real estate. Here is the short-term investing in real estate. Then we have Build a Better Business. And right after that is the blog. So you scroll down to the blog. It's this green and black. And we have a free meetup once a month. And that's what we're on this morning is our free meetup. Then we have a course and it sells for $197. And then we have a mastermind, and it is $25 a month membership fee, but you get the course. So don't buy the course if you're going to do the mastermind. So you can do any of these three or none. It's up to you. But this is where you get the information. And I want to show you just briefly what that looks like. So this is the free meetup site. Once you click on that, it'll bump you over to here. And here's me and Sally. And as you scroll down, it basically just gives you the replays of all of our conversations. So if you wanted to hear our call about choosing a blog name or the right platform or getting started, writing and publishing, how to promote, monetize, name your blog, all of that is, all the replays are here. So the one we're doing right now will go in line right here underneath this October, the November one will go right in here once we're done today. If you're interested in the course, again, you can scroll down, and we're going to go through a section of this today, but you scroll down, it's there's information on how to pick your blog name, how to get online, how to customize your blog, how to write and publish it, and how to promote it. And that's what we're on today. And then how to actually monetize it, make money. And then there's different ways here. There's all kinds of ways that you can make money. And then we talk about the future of blogging. And then last but not least, this is, got to scroll back to the top. This is the mastermind where you get the course with it. And again, these are just the replays of our masterminds. And so if you scroll down, you can see all of these replays on where we actually masterminded the conversation with our mastermind group. And so we meet again on November 14th. So again, if you wanted to find out when all of those are happening, go back to thekathybenner.com, scroll down. I actually have a calendar, which is the best way to get past all my stuff here. Here's my calendar. And right here, you can find all that information at kathybenner.com. And if you don't want to scroll down the homepage, because you do have to scroll past all of the offerings, you can go right up here to this little menu. And there is the calendar of events. So you can do that. So anyway, that's what we're doing today. And let me jump over here and see. Here is what we want to talk about today. This is how to build and promote your brand, because we're talking about promoting today. So while you create your content, start building sincere, no strings attached relationships on social media. And I'm going to show you how to do that today. So if no one knows that you exist, it's unlikely that you're going to get many visitors. So you have to promote your personal brand. So whether you're self-employed or you work for someone else, the most important aspects of business is personal branding. So if you want to be successful, it's essential to understand how to effectively and accurately promote yourself as a brand. So I coach business owners and creative minds on how to grow their brands, make more money, and expand their business. And we're in such a crowded market that you just have to get out there. So stop playing it small. So as I say in my coaching program, playing yourself down and staying small doesn't help anyone. So get out there. And I know sometimes that's a little scary if you've not done that before. So don't hold yourself back and don't shun compliments. You know, you just got to jump in and get with it. And don't worry about if you make a mistake, as you've heard the phrase, you know, fail forward. You know, if you don't do something quite right, try it again. But be a voice that people listen to. So the best way to promote yourself and your work is to do guest blogging. And guest blogging, and again, today we're talking about promoting, guest blogging is where another blogger invites you to write a post on their blog. And I've done several guest bloggings. I'm also writing articles for different magazines now as a freelance contributor to some magazines. And so once you start to get your name out there, it will start to snowball and folks will start asking you for some of that content. And then network, network, network. I know Sally and I both, we network quite a bit. And so when you're out there and we talk about, you know, your blog name and how to get online and all of that. But in one of my other courses called Build a Better Business, we talk about how to actually create your VPS, your value proposition statement, or your, you know, 30-second commercial, your elevator speech. It's how to tell people what you do in a sentence or two. And so perfect that so that when you go out and network and somebody goes, what is it that you do? You're not floundering. You know, you're not standing there going, well, I kind of do this and I kind of do that. And it's not real clear what it is that you do. So make it very clear what it is that you do so that folks know how to engage with you. And then be your own publicist. When it comes to promoting yourself and your work, you need to be noticed. And so when I was asked to write some articles, some freelance articles for magazines, I was scared. I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to write? But I thought, you know what? I'm going to get out there because all of those articles are going to say freelance writer by Kathy Benner. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it. So I did. And now it's not near as scary, but it was at first. And then join forces. So I want you to develop what I call a collaborative mentality. Rather than seeing other businesses or folks as a threat, see them as opportunities to create mutually beneficial relationships. I just recently published a book and it was a collaborative effort with 20 authors. There were 20 of us that put all of our stories together. And what happened, and here's where the collaborative effect is so effective, the collaborative mentality is so effective, is that there were 20 of us publicizing this book, and we ended up launching number one in 13 categories. I can tell you right now, I could not have done that all by myself, but it was because of the collaborative effort that I was able to do that. And then give more. People respond to a brand in direct proportion to how much value it adds to their lives. And so just give more. Don't worry about, you know, are they going to pay for that or not pay for that? Just give more. And your image, there is nothing superficial about looking your best and presenting yourself as you wish to be received. So be very conscious of your image and the way you put yourself out there. So I tried, you know, it's just a decision. You know, I don't go to Walmart in my PJs, and a lot of folks do. But I just try to, you know, put myself out there, my best face forward, as they say. So anyway, that is how to promote, just some points, but I'm going to give you some actual tips on how to do that. And so one of the ways to promote your blog is once you're blogging, you can submit your blog URL. And your blog URL is simply, once you open your blog up on your website, and I'll show you, here's my blog. I'm going to open it up. This is my URL right up here at the top. Mine is called Freestyle Living. And my website URL is freestyleliving.net. And so once I come up here and click on this URL, that's the URL that I can promote. And when somebody types that in, this is the blog they're going to get. You can see the page there. And so once you know what your blog, how to find your blog URL, there are 20 major website directories that you could submit it to. And so a lot of these I've not done yet. I'm just, you know, really kind of getting my blog out in more places, but you can add it to Google. You can add it to Bing, business.com, Yahoo. Now, unfortunately, Yahoo is no longer free, but it's still a powerful directory. There's one called MasterMoz, the best of the web, WikiDWeb, Directory Journal, Linkbook, URL Moz, Quick Directory. There's all of these. So look around at where you can put your blog URL. So adding your link to website directories, it takes time, but it's worth it because of the increased exposure it generates. Now, the other thing that I want to talk about is how to put your blog over on social media. So again, I'm going to show you an example. This is my blog. And when you scroll down, it shows the top, or it shows the last three blogs that I did. But then you can click through all of these pages. I'm using HostGator, by the way, as my platform. It's one of those drag and drop, real easy type ones to get set up. And we talk about that when we talk about getting online in that segment of the course. But then I have all of these tags. And these tags are basically ways that you can pull up any past blog that you've done. And so today I'm going to take an old one and simply show you how to post it on social media. So let's say, for example, I'm at a real estate convention this weekend. So I'm thinking about real estate. So I'm going to click on rental property. So I clicked on this tag and here is the blog that came up. And as you see, rental property 101, is this right for you? And here's the date. I wrote that May 8th of 2020. And here is the blog. So now I'm just going to click on that blog and open it up. And so what happens on HostGator, and again, every platform is a little different, but on HostGator, once you click on a blog, it'll give you the last three. Remember when I first showed you my blog homepage, it showed my last three blogs. Well, then it pops up the last three blogs right here as well. And then here's the little buttons where you can scroll back through all my blogs. But this one I've opened up. And as I scroll down, again, it's just a standard blog post, a standard length. And I have here the six F's of real estate investing. So I have a place where folks can then click through, and this is how I monetize that particular blog. But today I just want to show you how to get it over onto a Facebook page. And so this is my Facebook page. And before I do that, I do want to mention this. How many of you go down on your Facebook page to the left column and make sure this bio is completely filled out and that these links work? So many folks, I will find them on Facebook. And then when I go to click through, you see how this is underlined. And as soon as you click on it, it takes you to another page. See, each one of these comes up with another page. And even the one here for Carrie, it comes up on his page. And here's, you know, every single one has a page that it comes up to. So many folks, they don't have anything in here that works. None of these links work. So make sure, go back and make sure all your links are working. And then you have a place here where you can send folks. Here's my blog. Here's my website. Here's my guest house. You can send folks right to your stuff, right on your home profile. Here we are at the conference last night. This is a picture of us. There I am, me and Mark right here. And here's our little Happy House Hunters group. This is part of our mastermind in the Kathy Benner International Academy under the long-term real estate. So anyhow, here we are at the Great Wolf Lodge. So promote, promote, promote. So this is just a way to kind of promote what we're doing. So anyway, I'm going to come here where it says, what's on your mind? I'm going to click on that. I'm going to come back to my actual homepage or my blog page. And so rental property, is this right for you? So I'm going to take this and I'm going to highlight and it's only going to let me highlight the paragraph, not the title as well. So I'll start here and I want to highlight in the middle of a sentence. So there are many ways for beginner investors to do what? I'm going to stop in the middle of that sentence. Now, the reason is this, I'm going to copy and paste that first sentence and then that half a sentence over into my Facebook, because when someone reads that, they want to read the rest of that sentence. So they'll click to get the rest of the sentence. And I'll show you what it does is it automatically brings them right over to this page. So I'm going to copy and then I'm going to go over to my Facebook and I'm going to paste, see, and then I'm going to dot, dot, dot. So there's no doubt about it. Investing your money in real estate is one of the safest, smartest, and best ways to build wealth and reach financial independence. And while there are many ways for beginner investors to, and now it stops because now people are going to say, what's the rest of that sentence? And then my little emoji that I always use and see if I can find it here. If I can't find it, I'll skip it on this example and go back and add it later. But I always put a little heart in as my my little signature. So if you scroll down through a lot of my posts, you'll see that I put a little heart. So I try to keep that routine. And again, since I'm on a different I'm in a different spot, it didn't save that. So I had to find it again. And then this one is, I'll put it that it's the Happy House Hunters, because that's my group that I use all the time. But now I want to go back over to my blog. Okay, now I'm going to pick up this URL. And I'm going to copy that and go over here and put the URL in. So now watch what happens and see if this will work. It's trying to load. It's still dark here. There it is. Rental property, is this right for you? Usually the picture will populate there. Maybe it'll come. Maybe not. Again, I'm just scrolling back and forth to see. Normally the picture populates right along with your blog post. So let's try that again. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. So let me try posting that again. Could be I just didn't wait long enough. Yeah, doesn't look like it's going to populate. I'm going to post that and show you. We're going to make that public. And it did. So this is what happens. I posted just that first sentence and then I posted the URL and look what it did. Here is the actual post in my blog site and it has this picture. And when I post it over on Facebook, it automatically populates the picture with the link. And so I give myself a little heart. That way I know I've seen it and it's posted. And now I can share this and I can share it out to all kinds of groups. And so one of the first things I'm going to do is I'm going to share it to the Happy House Hunters group. And I'm going to say, thought the group would like this. And post. So now what I've done is I have actually posted this blog right on my profile page, but now I've shared it over to my Happy House Hunters because it's all about Happy House Hunters. See, that's even one of my tags here. So when folks read this and they get to this dot, 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 they go, what? Then they click and there it is. I click and guess what happens now? And it's take a while here. It's going to come right up to that blog post right here in my actual blogging platform. And so now folks will see all my other blogs. And so what happens now is they go, oh, what else does she have about real estate? So now they can come down here into the R's and they can go look real estate investing, rental properties, rental, you know, retirement. They can get down in here and go, oh, let's look up some more real estate if that's what they're interested in. Or they can click here and purchase one of my courses or the mastermind. So you see how it works where you can monetize your blog by promoting it. And I simply promoted it here on my actual profile of Facebook. Okay. So with that, I want to stop sharing and come back to the group. And okay. Yeah. Jerry said she finds that the pictures pops up after she hits post. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So yes, thank you for that. So anyway, any questions or comments? Oh, we've got Linda. Linda, I'm going to promote you over here to see if you want to come up and chat with us. We have Ruby and Jerry and Ann, two Anns. So thank you for being with us. And any questions or comments about what we've talked about so far? Any thoughts or any struggles that you guys are having getting your posts to actually pop up when you're posting over on Facebook? So questions or comments on promoting? Nope. I know. Sally's been doing hers. Linda, have you launched yet on your blog?
Not yet.
Okay. So you're getting ready. All right. Any questions from either of the Anns or Jerry or Ruby? Where are you in your blogging? Do any of you actually have a blog? If yes, let us know that yes, you already have a blog. And what is your topic or your URL? What is your blog name? We'd love to hear from you as to how many of you actually have a blog. And we're going to let you come up and talk if you wish. It's up to you. We know that you may not be in a place where you can jump over and chat with us, but you are certainly allowed to come over. We have Ruby coming over. Ruby, we see that you're over here. We don't see you yet. And you can click off on your microphone if you want to chat with us. Jerry says she doesn't have a blog yet. She's a realtor in Central Ohio. Yeah. So Jerry, I think you said you were Westerville. Yeah, Jerry's in Westerville. So she's not too far away from us. We were talking early on, Linda, about our holiday party. Linda and her husband, they are coming in for our holiday party. And so it's right around the Easton area. So for those of you that are on the call, you're welcome to join us. Ruby, thanks for jumping over. Did you have a question or a comment? And are you blogging yet? Do you have a blog? I see Ruby came over, but I don't see her coming on. Okay, so we had a couple of questions. Last time we were on our mastermind call, one of the questions Sally had was, how does she put a picture in the body of her actual blog? And so I don't know if it'll let me open up my HostGator here because I'm getting quite a few windows open, but let's see if I can log into my HostGator because I've got to move our faces here.
Kathy, I know how to put a picture on in the body of a blog, but I wanted verbiage to go with it, you know, and that's.
Oh, okay. Well, then I can show you how the verbiage can go with that. That's, have you used Canva?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's how you're going to get verbiage to go with your picture is under Canva. And again, I didn't have some of these opened up, so sorry about that. Bear with me. So if you create a design, one of the ones that I liked, and it's just easy under create a design, is this Facebook cover, because it seems to fit just about anywhere that you want to use it. As long as you leave some margins along the outside, it'll fit because it gives you this nice rectangle. So it'll fit generally on Facebook. It'll fit on Instagram. It'll fit on Twitter. And so it's something that you wouldn't have to resize. Now, for those of you that are not using Canva or haven't used Canva yet, you do have this resize button here on the screen. So you could resize it, and it actually lets you resize it exactly to the size you need for those different ones. But for example, let's say that I want to do a picture. I'm going to just pick something. So we could use Linda. I've got Linda right here. See, Linda, you're in my Canva. So if we use Linda, there is Linda's picture. And so now you've got the picture that you want to use, and you can make it any size you want it to be over here in Canva. But now you want to say something about the picture because you want to put some verbiage around it. Go to your text and add some text to your picture. And so now you can, let me move this over here. See, now you can make it, you can put it here. You can put it down. You can move it all around. You can put it under the picture. You can put it beside the picture. Let's say you want to do it under the picture. You can actually make your picture smaller, and then you can put this under the picture. And, you know, you can put your picture in the center and see. So you can move it all around. So you can then describe what the picture is if you wanted to put some verbiage. And then what you're going to do after you create this, and even the background, so you can even make it different colors. You can come in and say, you know, I want the background to be a little bit different. So you can make it whatever you want it to be. You can change the size of your print here. You can even change, you know, if you want it to be in bold. So it's however you want it to look. Mm-hmm. So you can create that. And once you have that all created, then you're going to come up here and you're simply where it says share. And this is where you're going to download it right here. And when you download it, it'll let you download it right into your gallery. So now you've got a whole new picture with whatever wording you want it to be. So if you've got a trip picture here, because again, for those that are listening, Sally is a travel agent. And so if Sally, if you have a picture there of a particular spot, you know, a city or a trip or something that you're planning, you can then put the details of whatever you want there. Then that whole thing becomes your new picture in the gallery. So when you pop this from your gallery over into your blog post, it'll come with the picture and whatever writing you created on that.
So we just, when we're in HostGator, we just do the advanced and like insert, right? From
yes.
And then it'll have Dropbox. So
yes. Okay. So wherever you save your pictures to, you're going to save this creation to wherever you saved it to. And it'll have all of your wording that you put there. It'll have your picture you put there. And then if you go, oh, you know what? I've got a better picture or a different picture or whatever that I want to use. I'd rather use something different, you know, and say you pick that, all of a sudden, see, you can just put that right over top.
Okay.
See? And now you've changed it. Okay. Is that helpful?
Now I can actually, yes, now I can actually do the blog of our train trip in May.
Okay. Because you wanted to actually put a little sentence or two under each picture, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so you do that in Canva. And see, then you can make these pictures, see, any size you want. And then, you know, depending on what you're doing, you can even, got to move our faces again. You can come up here to the resize button. So if you go to pop it in and you go, oh, I don't like that, it's too big or it's too small, you can resize it here. But I think you can probably resize it right in the HostGator editor.
I think maybe.
Yeah. So you can go to the corner here of this whole picture. And again, yeah, you can go to the whole corner of the picture, not just this one, but see where the color is, where the whole outline is here. You can go to this corner, I think, in your HostGator and resize the picture to fit around.
I think you're right about that. Yeah. Well, thank you. That, because a lot of my posts, I want pictures because pictures tell the story.
Yes, absolutely.
But I know that I can't put like all the pictures I took on my HostGator, but then when I move it over to Facebook, I can add more pictures.
Okay. I see where you're going with that. Right. Okay. So in your HostGator, and I haven't put pictures actually in the body of the blog. I've only done my header picture at the top of my blog. Mm-hmm. I you know, like on this one. I didn't share. Sorry. I lost everybody because I didn't share my screen. But on this one, see, I just have a picture here at the top of my blog. And see, then once you get into the blog, there are no pictures down through the body of the blog. So what you're wanting to do is, as you're talking about the train trip, to have a picture here down in the body of the blog. And so, so you would do that with Canva. And then as you're editing your blog, there's a way that you can add an element, and that's where you add the picture.
Right.
Yeah. So good.
That's very helpful. Yes. Right now I'm working on a cookbook. So that's taking my time.
Well, and you know what? And so Canva is going to be your friend there as well. Now there is a free version of Canva and a paid version. So it's up to you how often you're going to use it. Or again, I don't know what the differences are for those folks that have not jumped onto Canva yet. I can look here in a moment. Ruby says she's having problems with her microphone. She won't be able to talk, but she does not have a blog yet. So good news. I'm glad you're all tapped in, because we have this month again is about promoting. And then we're going to talk about, it says, does Canva handle a video? I don't know if you can do a video inside of a Canva. Let's check. I don't know. Yes. I just saw it. Yes. It will let you put a video. Yes. I think if you upload where you create a design, because you can do, I'm sure you can. Because once you create a design, I think it's whatever your upload is. If you upload the video, because see, here's images, here's videos. Yes. So drag your media here to upload. So yes. As long as you upload your video into Canva, then you can move it over into, let me go back and show you that. Yeah. So it says shows videos. So once you have an upload and you upload, see, here's where you can upload images. Here's where you can upload videos. Once you upload your video here, then the video will pop over into your Canva design. So the answer is yes. You'll be able to do videos in Canva. So yes, thank you for that question. And Jerry said she's working on her camera. It's not working. So we've got Ruby with no microphone. We have Jerry with no camera. I get it. Technology is always the thing that kind of stops you in your tracks. I get that. And so that's why it's so important for us to be in our mastermind call, because we try to work through some of those things. Like Sally's question last time was how she could, you know, get pictures in the body of her blog with, you know, and so Canva's going to work for her. Yeah, Sally.
And so another good thing about Canva is it's a great place to get pictures that are really free. And you don't have to, if you don't have your own pictures, I have a lot of my own pictures, but occasionally I need a picture, like I'm promoting Ireland trips now. Mm-hmm. So I don't have pictures of Ireland on my own, but I was able to get them on Canva. You have to be very careful.
Okay.
Of course, we all know that you can't use a copyrighted picture and not get in trouble for using it. So, and even the ones on Canva that you have to pay for, like a dollar, you know, or two, that's not, but Canva is a great source for pictures, whether you have the free version or you're paying for Canva. So that's just a...
And thank you for that. That is very important. Yes, I appreciate that you mentioned that. Because again, pictures are very important. They say when you look at the statistics that folks will click on a Facebook post that has a picture, I forget how many times more than they click on a post that doesn't have a picture. So I always include a picture, and I try to always include one that is mine, But again, if you don't have a picture for something you want to post, then make sure that you get a picture that you can use and it's not one that you should have paid for. So don't just go over on your computer and go in, you know, out there in cyberspace and just start downloading pictures. Make sure it's free. Make sure that they're available to you to use. So anyway, when I do my blog post, I make sure I go to a site where I can download pictures. So do you gals have any favorite sites that you like to use other than Canva? And I want to share my screen again here. On Canva, let's see if I can, I always have to move our faces out of the way.
I can suggest one.
Okay.
One that's free to use is Unsplash, and it's photographs that are posted by the actual photographers and artists. And it's my understanding that all you have to do is give attribution when you use the photo, and you're able to use it however you want. Is my understanding.
Okay. Here is there. It says explore free images. Yeah, look, free. So Unsplash, this looks like it would be a good one. Browse thousands of free images in Unsplash. So yeah, perfect solution. Thank you for that. And you can see they have quite a variety of pictures. So that's good. And the other thing that I wanted to look up is the pricing for Canva and see if I can find that on a chart. Sometimes it'll give you a chart and sometimes you have to kind of look for it. Here we go. So this is the Canva. Here's the free one. And for anyone wanting to design anything on your own or with others, and here's what you get right here. And so you get the templates and design types and here 1+ million free photos and graphics. That's what Sally was talking about right here in Canva. But then you do have the Canva Pro and it's $119.99 for a full year. And then you can start your free trial there. And then of course, you can have the Canva for Teams and it's $149.90 and it's for 2+ people. So if you have a team, if you're doing a lot of graphics and you have, let's say, a VA, a virtual assistant somewhere that's helping you, you get to the place where you can hire a virtual assistant. You might have the team plan. So, and again, this is for the full year. This isn't monthly. This is the full year. So it's rather inexpensive. And that way you can really get some work done and it's a great tool. So I love my Canva. I didn't at first, you know, because there's a little bit of a learning curve if you've not used it. So, but I love it now that I've gotten used to using it. So, and
we get
yes.
Our whole, like wedding poster, you know,
on Canva. Canva. Okay.
And you can get it. You can order, you can set it up. You can order the poster in whatever size you want. So yeah.
And then it's just,
but that's
to you
with the
mail.
Pro. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So for those of you that are, you know, like Sally did a wedding poster, but if you're doing something, let's say you're doing speaking engagements and you want some artwork behind you, you know, Canva is a good tool to get some of that. So good. And to answer Jerry again, Canva does handle the video. So that's good news. Okay, any other questions about blogging today? Anything that I can show you? And I've got a lot of windows open here, so I'm going to come up here and just close some of these because I've got so many open. So I'll get some of those closed. There we go. So anything else that anyone would like to see today while I have you on?
I have kind of a basic question.
Sure.
I was considering getting HostGator as a very user-friendly platform that I could use, but are you able to customize like the look of the buttons that where you have your tags on the right? Like, can you make them have like more rounded corners? I assume you can change the color, of course, but how creative can you get there?
You can be very creative because most of these sites, whether you're using Wix or Weebly or HostGator or whatever site that you're using, most of them, they're all based off of WordPress. And WordPress is where you have the total freedom. Do we have any WordPress folks in the audience? Give me a yes if we have some WordPress folks. I personally am not, and here's why. WordPress is the grandfather of graphics for websites. And so there is a larger learning curve. If you're a WordPress person, there's a larger learning curve on how do I get the color to change and how do I get the button to be rounded and what plugin do I have to buy if I want to, you know, accept a payment for something. And so it's just all kinds of issues there. And so I thought, oh, it's going to take me forever to figure out how to do this and how to learn WordPress. So I went out and searched for, I just want to drag and drop, plug and play. I just want a site where I have less work to do. And so when I Googled that, and I use the term Google, when I searched for that in my search engines, HostGator would always come up in the top three along with Wix and Weebly. And so I chose it strictly because of price and because it was a drop and drag. And so what I did when I went in is I just picked one that I kind of liked how it looked. And I just said, okay, I'm picking this one. And the most that I changed was the color because I wanted the color. And I picked one that was already red because I thought, okay, it's going to match my website because I have a lot of red on my website. But it wasn't the exact shade of red, because there's so many different shades. And so the most that I've done is I went back to my website and I got the code of the color of red. And I went over to HostGator and I inserted that code and it changed to the exact same red. That's the most I have edited my HostGator. The rest, I left it just the way, because it was kind of a prefab template. So what I would suggest on HostGator is scroll through the templates and find the one that you like the best and start with that so you have the least amount of editing. Because I wanted to spend more time blogging and promoting and writing than learning how to do website design, because I didn't want to be a website designer. But you sometimes feel like you have to be if you're wearing all the hats. You know, if you're going to create your own business, you're like, oh my gosh, I got to figure out all this technology. And so I would, if I were you, pick the one that you like the best and then go in and play around with that one so that you don't have as much editing to do. But yes, you can, because it's simply based on WordPress. So you can go in as deep as you want and you can strip that template that they've given you clear down to the basics and start building it all over again, just like you would in WordPress. So yes, the answer is yes. You can make it as any shape and size and color that you want. It just depends on how far down in the weeds you want to get with one that's kind of prefab. So again, my purpose was to not have to do that. Yeah, Sally.
Kathy, did you see Ann Campbell's?
I did. Ann says, how do you handle plagiarism? There are sites, and let's see if mine come up, because I think I have one right here. Check your paper. Can you see this one? This is called customwriting.com. So you can paste your text here and it will tell you if it matches anything else that's out there on the internet. Now there's hundreds of these. This doesn't have to be the one that you use. This is the one that I use. And it says, how does it work? You submit your paper and they'll even rewrite it for you. So let's don't go down there. This, the top up here is where it says custom writing. I just paste my text in there and then it tells me, I click and it says, check my essay. And it tells me what percentage and it highlights whatever phrases that someone else has already used out there on the internet. So, but there's hundreds of these types of apps. So you can just search for a plagiarism app and you'll get, I don't know, a half a dozen on the first page. And so go through and try them, because a lot of them will have, you can do so many essays a day without buying their program. And this is a free one for me where I can use this one. Again, I'd have to look it up, but I think I can do like 10 blog posts a day before I have to pay. And so it's perfect if you're using a service also like PLR, and for some of you, we talk about this in our site, but PLR is where you can get ready-made content that you're allowed to use. And so I use PLR, it's done for you content. so you don't have to write from scratch. But here's what we've learned is when you get down into this content, there's over 16,000 content for you. And here's some of the content. When you get down into the content, other folks could buy the same content package you bought, and maybe they've already published it as a blog post. And so I'm just looking to find one that says articles. These are all workshops. I'll go back to the top up here and search. Because let's say that you're going to write a blog post or a magazine article. And here's a whole bunch of articles coming up. Takes a minute to populate because their site's so big. But here's where it says articles and blog posts. So let's say you're in the health space and this says understanding binge eating and its treatment. And here's articles and blog posts. It's only one credit. And I didn't log in. So you don't see my credits, but I have something like 98 credits. Oops, let's get out of that. So I have all of these credits. Well, this only takes one credit to buy this. So you can click the little down arrow and it'll download this article and you're allowed to post it and publish it just exactly the way it comes because it's done for you content that you're allowed to use. However, someone in your circle, if you're in that space, someone else may have already purchased it and used it as a blog post. So you can actually highlight the entire article and then go to check my paper. And you can pop it in here and you can see if somebody else has already published it yet. So once you publish it, see, and here's the key. Once you publish it and you've dated it, it becomes your article if you're the first one to publish it out there. But you can double check here to see if anyone else has published it. So anything that you're using, you can check to make sure that you don't plagiarize. Does that help, Anne? Did I answer your question? There's apps to check that. There's hundreds of them. And just pick the one that you like the best, that works the best for you, or that's in your best price point. And then I threw in that little extra, if you're having a hard time getting started writing, you can use a site like PLR, and it will basically give you an article that you can tailor make it your own. You can change as much as you want or not. But just make sure somebody else hasn't already published it and dated it ahead of you. Okay. When you come to my website again, if you do the little, here's my home button. If you do the little hamburger up here, I didn't share again. I always forget to share. Let me share again. If you go to my website and go to this little hamburger up here in the corner and click on that and go all the way down to resources, I give you some stuff that's very cost effective. And so scroll down to the bottom. Here we go, down to building a better business. And here's where you can get HostGator for $275 a month. And here is also where you can get PLR. And I give you 10 free credits if you click through here on my website. So you get 10 free credits to download 10 free articles if you want. So just a couple of things to help you get started. And again, that's on my website under my resources tab. And so if you go clear to the top, it shows you, here's my URL. It's just under kathybenner.com resources. So anyway, that's just a couple of things to help you get started. Okay. Any other questions or anything I can show you or help you with today?
No, this has been really informative.
Good. Because I know sometimes it's great to be inspiring and say, you can do it and you can, you know, do this great blog and you can monetize it and you know, it can be your home-based business and all of those good things. But you don't know where to start. You don't know what to click on first to get going. And sometimes you just have to see it. I'm one of these, I need to see it. And once I see somebody else click on it, I'm like, oh, okay, so that's not all that hard. So it just makes you feel a little more comfortable jumping in. So thank you for that. Any other questions? Next month, we're going to talk about monetizing. And so we're going to talk all about how to get our links into those blog posts. So for those of you that are tapping in for the first time, again, this is the free one. This is the free meetup. We do have that mastermind. And so go over to kathybenner.com and scroll down to the blog, you know, area there, the newbie bloggers, and click through if you're interested, because we do what I did today. We click through and show you how to do some stuff. But when we start again in January, we're going to start from the top on how to choose your blog name so that folks know what it is that you do, then how to get online, how to customize that blog, how to write it and publish it, and then back again to how to promote it and then how to monetize it. But next month, we're on the last module of this 6 months, and we're talking all about monetizing. So I'm going to show you how to put those links inside your blog post. But for those of you that haven't started yet, you're going to start thinking about what you want your blog name to be and what platform you're going to want to use. And then just hang in there with us, and we'll take you through again how to customize it and write and publish and all of that. So stay with us. We meet every month. And again, the girls always laugh at me because I always have to check my calendar to make sure I say this right, because I do several of these. The first Friday of every month is the free bloggers. So put that on your calendar, the first Friday of every month at 10 a.m. and jump on with us, and we'll take you through the whole process. All right. Any last questions or comments before we go today? And we have two Anns and Jerry still on with us. I hope we've inspired you and helped you, and hopefully you're planning on what is your next step. Looking forward to it. Jerry says, yes, it was very helpful. Thank you so much. Linda, thank you for being on with us today. Sally, thank you. And Ruby, we saw that you were there. Sorry. Your microphone wasn't working and Jerry's camera wasn't working, but hey, technology, it's all good. So with that, we're going to go and see everyone next month. So again, put us on the calendar the first Friday of every month at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Tap through and learn more about blogging. So we'll see everyone next time.
See ya.
Bye.